Jaguars back to work on Thursday. The Jaguars looking for their fourth win in the AFC South. They haven't done that since the 2005 season. They'll welcome in the Tennessee Titans for the home finale this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you on the Florida Blue practice field. It's a beautiful day for a Thursday practice. The Jaguars back to work without helmets today on a Thursday. Some injuries starting to creep up. Head coach Gus Bradley and Jed Fish, the offensive coordinator, speaking at practice today. Maybe they're working on a trick play. That's been in Jed Fish's arsenal the past few weeks. We'll see what he has up his sleeve this week against Tennessee. Chad Henne trying to keep the momentum going on offense, manage this offense well the last few weeks, especially since the bye week. He'll try to continue that down the stretch in the final home game and, of course, next week in Indianapolis. Receivers at a premium. Mike Brown needs a big game this week. Cecil Shorts the third, scheduled to undergo surgery later this week for the groin injury. So receivers, including Brown, Kerry Taylor, have to step up this week as well. Let's go behind enemy lines and look at Titans wide receiver Kendall Wright. He's really emerging as a threat on the outside for Tennessee. Last week against Arizona, career highs in both receptions and yardage. 12 receptions, 150 yards against the Cardinals. And that pushed him over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. That's a first 1,000-yard season for a Titans receiver since Nate Washington back in 2011. First-round pick of the Titans back in 2012, ranks 7th in the league with 85 receptions, and he leads the league with 29 catches on third down. Jags cornerback Alan Ball said that Kendall Wright gives the Titans a big play threat.
I think the thing with him is, since they move him around so much, and I know I say it every week, but especially with a guy like this, they move him around so much and he can do everything in terms of screens, running after the catch, catching the ball, running routes. You got to know where he's at. And just kind of key in and knowing where he's at and how they're trying to attack you with where he's at. Because, like I said, he's a really good athlete. But not only is he an athlete before the catch, after the catch. I mean, that's where he makes his huge plays at after the catch, breaking tackles, making people miss and getting upfield.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Of course, times have changed since Brad Meester entered the NFL. And Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says Meester has stayed consistent throughout.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And because we here at Jaguars.com are in all Brad Meester all the time mode these days, today's view is Brad Meester. Now, why is the retirement of the Veterans Center a big deal? Well, many reasons. First, Meester played a long time, a really long time. When he was drafted in the second round from Northern Iowa in April 2000, things were different, really different. The president, Bill Clinton. Price of gas, $1.26 a gallon. Top movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The most common way to use the internet, dial up. Number one song, Breathe by Faith Hill. But really, longevity isn't why Meester should be remembered. Meester was good, really good for a long time. He also was reliable. He holds the two longest consecutive game streaks in franchise history. Think of that. Meester not only played more games in a row than any other Jaguars player ever, he went out and did it again. He also was really good for a long time. You don't start a decade and a half at the center of some pretty good lines if you're not. But mostly, he did things the right way. He was a great example on and off the field for a long time. And in that sense, this link to another era will be remembered long after he is gone.
The Jaguars wrap up Tennessee Titans week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.